Welcome everybody. Great teams hold teammates accountable. If you are listening now, you know this already, but you also know this is your job. So before we start, let's acknowledge that this isn't easy. Holding your teammates accountable isn't easy, but let's try to make it easier for you, and let's make it something you become good at as a leader. So let's change the mindset of avoiding it or not liking it to this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to grow as a leader. An opportunity for you to strengthen your team's culture. So when I say that, let's really see this as an opportunity. Let's show what you care about. It's an opportunity to show your commitment to the team. It's an opportunity for you to show you encourage what you encourage, and also what you won't on your watch tolerate. So maybe think of it like that. On your watch as a leader, what do you tolerate and what won't you tolerate? So whoever it is you are having a tough conversation with in your organization, I want you to see it as an opportunity for you to grow and also help them grow and become a better team player. So I feel like the reason I feel this topic is appropriate because every listener I have is a leader. You're either a leader in your team, in your family, at your workplace. You're a coach, you're a captain, you're a trainer, you're a teacher, you're a CEO, you're a manager, you're a parent. Whatever your role is, you are leading either from the top or the middle or the bottom, but I just know you're a leader, and like all leaders, it's a journey. It's not this topic that we're talking about. It's not something that every great leader has always been comfortable with. So on this journey, nearly all of you have or still do find hard conversations a bit of a challenge, or holding someone accountable a challenge. So it's either you or you actually have some leaders that you are helping develop who struggle with this. So the reason I want to share this story, I want to share four stories in a short episode that I really hope allow you to think and maybe relate it to your own situation. And I really encourage at the end of the episode to reflect and think how anything you've listened to here may apply in your own world. So feel free to message me if this has inspired any action in whatever you do, or you can message me on Instagram at Hayden Knowles, or on the podcast page at getTheEdge_with_HaydenKnowles. Or please share with anyone you think that this may help personally. I'm grateful for any shares on a larger scale, of course, over your socials, which obviously helps the show grow. But personal shares, even via text message, I feel sometimes are the best way to make a difference to someone else. So if you want to share it, I'm grateful for you if you do. So to the stories, I was recently speaking at a speaking engagement to a very successful business and a room of leaders they were a group of middle management, and I'm often speaking on topics such as high-performing teams or culture or leadership, etc., those type of topics. And in this talk, I was inspired by a young leader in the room, and it inspired me enough to basically record this episode. And the reason is because it's quite a common topic amongst these type of groups that I often speak to. So there was a young lady, she put up her hand and she actually just, no question, just stated, "I don't like having tough conversations. I know it's my responsibility, but I don't like it. And I'm keen on improving." And honestly, first of all, I was really impressed by her. So I thought I'd give her great credit for being vulnerable amongst the peers. And not just actually asking a question, but vulnerable enough to say she finds it hard. And she was in a room of much older, experienced management. So I really respected that in her. And my first response was, "How old are you?" And she replied, 26. 26. So I was even more impressed now when she told me how young she was. So my initial response was, "I can only say that I wasn't comfortable at your age either. it's been lessons and experiences along the journey that shaped leaders, I've had experiences that have shaped me. But one thing I can say is let's try and change the mindset of not liking it to it's an opportunity for growth. Once she really took in that word opportunity, I could actually see it in her body language changed. I honestly looked at her and I could see a real strong leader who's on the way up. But what I tried to do, and usually in these type of talks, you would often, you know, there's obviously a principle here that we're talking about, a leadership principle and a responsibility for everyone to get better at, if that's what you take on. But there's some stories that I can share in a situation like this, and then I can encourage her, how can she apply it in her own world. I don't stand there and tell her what to do, but I shared these stories with her that I'm happy to share here. So I shared with her, I remember the day clearly, 2008 World Cup camp, working with the New Zealand Kiwis, and I remember it like it was yesterday, having breakfast with Wayne Bennett. Now, when you have breakfast with Wayne Bennett, you listen a lot. And I remember this clearly. We were in a hotel in Newcastle and we were talking about this exact topic. So in summary of the breakfast conversation, in typical Wayne fashion, he shared a nugget of gold and priceless piece of wisdom in a way that he says it, and I remember it to this day. Hayden, if you tolerate it, it's your fault. So think of that again. If you tolerate it, it's your fault. So if this is you and you have a responsibility in leadership, developing the confidence and the courage to hold your teammates accountable, it's a must. But if those words from Wayne can help, then I'm glad I've been able to share it. That was a breakfast in 2008, so a long time ago. And it'll never change. That those words will still be getting told to someone in another 100 years. It is so true. If you tolerate it, it's your fault. So great teams do this. Great sporting teams do this. They have leaders from the top down, but they also have the very best have leadership from the bottom up as well. The best teams, as most of you know, have players on the team that drive a set of shared values. I say that again. The player, when it's led by the players, you know that's a real sweet spot in the great teams. So think of players in your locker room as, if in a business sense, if they're basically your middle management. They have an opportunity to drive standards and team values every day and in every way, on and off the field. Every minute, every play. So to share this example, I want to share it with a story. But I want to start it with driving your culture is an all the time thing. It's not now and again. It's all the time. So even when things are going really well, if your business is humming, if your team is humming, if your class is humming, there's still going to be opportunities, even when you're going well, to show what you care about and emphasize by the actions or behaviors that will not be tolerated. So talk about going well. The story I'm going to share, talk about going well. Penrith Panthers, in this particular game, in this moment, they're winning 42-0 at this stage. And I'm on the sideline watching with great interest what happens next. So there's a moment where Penrith get beat in a split-second moment. Now, as most of the listeners know, I had some great years with Penrith Panthers, and most of you listened to the Ivan Cleary episode. Some of you know the areas in a game that I drove for Ivan, and some of you know the little things I value. I actually call them NLTs. NLT stands for not little things, because the little things are actually massive things, and in particular the little things that we drove together, and it was my responsibility to do this for Ivan. The little things are massive things. So anyway, to paint the picture a little better at this stage, I am actually working for the opposition team at this stage. It's only a few months after I've left Penrith. And I'm working for the team now that are getting beat 42-0. So, at that stage, it's obviously hurting me. But I'm obviously noticing all the NLTs and the team's values that I know the Panthers value. And this is a result of a journey under Ivan Cleary and the development of their leaders to a now, at this point, a world-class team. And at this point in the story, they are chasing their third straight grand final in a row. And what happens next is no wonder why they are only getting better and better. They got beat in an area that is not their standard, is totally against what they value. The opposition score. I watched Nathan Cleary chases down a break like the game was in the balance. But he's winning 42-0, but he chases down like there's no tomorrow. And after the try against his team, he approaches his teammate. It can be caught on camera if you look for these things, but absolutely spraying his teammate, which was basically, in other words, I don't know word for word, it was basically, we need more from you there. Or basically, you know that's not us. Or basically, we don't get beat there. So there's nothing personal because 20 seconds later, both those players are totally focused on their next job. They are still best mates. They're best mates post-game and they are definitely best mates for life. They share priceless memories of many victories shared together on their journey. The story is, though, Nathan wasn't always comfortable with this. This leadership skill is and can be developed. Now, there's a high amount of trust and personal connection in the story that I just shared between these players. So there's so much trust. There's no fear of conflict in that situation. So I probably encourage you in another episode to develop how can you develop trust or challenge you to think how can you develop trust in your organization. But because of this high level of trust and this really strong connection, there was no fear of conflict. So in that one moment when things were going so good and he was winning 42-0, he still had an opportunity to show what he cared for. And he took that opportunity that only strengthened his team's culture, emphasized what he values, and eventually led that team to back-to-back premierships later that year. So there's two stories of great leaders. One by one of the most successful, the most successful rugby league coach in history in Wayne Bennett. The story I shared there. He's a great coach, a great leader, one of the best, the best of all time, who's made a difference to many lives, including my own. So I love sharing that one. And the other story there about Nathan, it's a more of a recent story of a great on-field leader who already has led his team to great success. And his journey as a leader will only continue and, in my opinion, could become the best ever. I want to emphasize his bit there because he was basically doing what Wayne said. If you tolerate it, it's your fault. He saw an opportunity to show what he cared about, even when things were going well. So the last story I want to share is more of a personal memory that I reflected on since I encouraged that young lady at the start of this episode and the start of these stories. Since I encouraged her to see every challenge in this space as an opportunity, I look back at a memory and I realize now that this story that I'll share, it was actually an opportunity for me in my own career. When looking back, could have gone either way. My career could have gone either way on this particular day. And at that stage, I never knew that. So before that, I'll just share one other thing I shared with the young lady after I told her the Wayne Bennett story. I actually tried to help her make conversations easier, tough conversations easier. And basically I said, if they are aligned with your values, your team set of shared values that everyone is committed to, then the conversation shouldn't be hard. You can make it clear that it's not personal. It's purely that these actions or behaviours that we are talking about or that I need to challenge you with, they don't align with our team's values. So basically I'm saying if you are showing you care and committed to the values You can't go wrong, and the conversation shouldn't be hard because it's not personal. So the personal memory I share, which can relate to all of this, is, and I hope it relates to any young leaders listening, I was very young at this stage, and I was in a fairly high-profile position in a big club, and I had a responsibility to drive standards and a responsibility to assist the head coach in living out his vision and the organisation's vision. So it was a lot. It was, I'm talking like 24 years ago, very young. And the team I talk about, the Parramatta Eels, are very good at the time, and they'd just come off a preliminary final and had a team of superstars. So the story goes, it was a Sunday morning, and in this preseason, we'd come up with something different in their schedule, in and around all their day-to-day field work, skills work, all their responsibilities. We basically lifted weights every second day because we believed that was the best way we could schedule out their preseason. So how that worked was, away from everything else, in the gym was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, then repeated Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and it rolled like that. So some days fell on a Sunday. So as you can imagine, sometimes this wasn't ideal, but we felt it was going to be a sacrifice that would pay off. And the benefits definitely did, but there was challenges. So the story goes, on this particular Sunday morning, I was the only staff member there, and a senior player, an absolute rock star of the team, a very strong personality in the team, turned up in no state to train. Now, I can laugh about it now. I can see him now. He clearly had a big night. So we've all had that, but it was up to me right now. And I knew, like I knew I had a whole team watching me with great interest, seeing how I would handle this. Now, emphasizing again, I was young. I was the new kid on the block. This player was much older than me and earning a lot more money than me, that's for sure. He was a strong personality and a rock star of this team. This player knew I loved him as a player and a bloke. But it was my job to handle this. So looking back at that moment, if I had handled it differently, my whole career may have gone the other way. So I look back now, this is how it went. I asked the player to come outside. Mate, you know I can't let you train. You know if I let you train, I lose those players in there forever. And you know that's not our standards. And you know if we want to achieve anything here, I need to send you home. Now, the player, that's my memory of it. There may have been different words, but the player totally agreed. I remember his reaction straight away, and he agreed, and he went home, and the word spread amongst the group very quickly. But I feel the player who went home respected me even more for this, and he then became such a great help to me and continued to be. He was a great leader for his team, but a great leader for me, and helped me that year drive certain things. And without him even knowing it, he wouldn't even know this now, but I'm only looking back on it. He totally helped me on my journey. So along the way, there have been many lessons in leadership, good and bad, from great leaders and some not so great, but I'm grateful for all lessons and all opportunities. But I now share this reflection because I look back on it, and it was actually an opportunity for me. At the time, I didn't know, but it was an opportunity. It was an example of, it wasn't easy. I wasn't great at those tough conversations. It's an example of the conversation wasn't personal. It was purely around committing to team standards. And in the words of Wayne Bennett that I learnt many years later, if I had tolerated on that day, it would have been my fault. So it's also an example of where I feel I personally grew in this space. I look back now and I know the player definitely grew and the team grew from that opportunity. So the player and I moved on very quickly. Our relationship got even stronger. And yeah, without raving on, I plan on keeping this short for under 20 minutes. I hope sharing these stories on this short episode can help you grow or help others grow. So I really thank you for listening. I thank you for all the shares, all the likes, all the comments, etc. I just want to say, if there's a topic you ever want me to cover or people you ever want me to try and chat with, please don't hesitate to reach out. I would totally totally appreciate if you could have input into this show in that way, if there's anything you feel I can help with or get other people on to help with. So please don't hesitate. But anyway, thanks again for listening, and bye for now.